This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, welcome into The Sound of Now podcast edition. My name's Triana Butler. My pronouns are she, her, and they, them. This is the podcast where we get to play the extended versions of the interviews that you hear every week on The Sound of Now. And this week we got to catch up with Chella, artist out of Sydney. She's doing really cool stuff right now and just dropped her new single, Cool to Be Queer, which we've just added to the Joy playlist. I get to like drop that fact on her right at the end of the episode. So it's really exciting. Here it is. She's lovely. I think you're going to enjoy this. This is my chat with Chella. Oh, joining us in the studio, Chella, welcome.
Thank you so very much.
Oh my goodness. So glad that you could drop in. It's just cool, first of all. I know this was a little bit late notice given how long has gone into putting this song together. It's been like 3 years in the making, right?
Absolutely.
Bloody hell. So we appreciate your time because you're able to just kind of drop in on this very important Halloween night. Congratulations, this song, Cool to Be Queer. It's been out for like almost a week now. What's the reaction been?
Very positive. A lot of glow. I'm basking in an afterglow, but you know, I think because I've been doing music for so long, I've learned not to get my expectations too high. It's more just I feel really pleased that it's out there, and that's the main thing, that when you make something, you can also make things and keep it to yourself, and that's also a level of satisfaction. But for me, it's nice just to, at the very least, put something out there and have that done.
I think there's an element of bravery of putting it out there, you know, like a lot of people will write poetry or they'll write songs and they don't do anything with it and they keep it to themselves. But it's really special when you choose to share that kind of whatever you've created with someone else. What's it feel like leading up to the single release? Is there nerves? Is it excitement? Like, what's the feeling?
Well, this one's taken a little bit extra courage because I come from a family that is divided between being supportive and not being supportive,
yeah,
but we've
right.
come a long way only just recently. It's just one side of the family is very accepting and the other side of the family, well, the other parent basically has had to go through some stages of acceptance. So it has, it's taken more courage than ever before to actually release this song. But I'm very proud of myself. I must say that I've come to this place finally.
Hell yeah. You've been busy. I know you had now talk me through this Pleasures Playhouse project from last month. You all took over an abandoned cinema, is that right?
Yeah, it was a government grant that Heaps Gay won to activate a space in the city, and they found the most incredible space that actually was filled with mold. It was like so spooky walking in there at the beginning. Like I felt like we shouldn't be in there or we might get possessed by a mold demon or something. But then I think it cost $8,000 to get all of the mold out of the building.
Wow.
And then we still maintained some of the kind of decrepit nature of it, which is, you know, part of its charm. And then I kind of only had a couple of weeks to turn it from like a blank space into something that was exciting and pleasurable and like conceptual.
Yeah, right. So talk me through the concept.
So because it's in Chinatown and it was an old Chinese cinema, we wanted to pay homage to the fact that it has that history. And also they had left all of these incredible posters and pictures in an old office in the back that hadn't been touched for like years and years.
Yeah, wow.
And so we utilized a lot of those. And I just kind of riffed off that concept. Yeah.
Performance there?
I did a performance there with Haiku Hands. We thought that we should put on something Asian themed to also pay homage to like the area.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So we called it Your Asian Haven and had all Asian artists perform and it went really well.
Brilliant. Hey, so let's talk about this new song. Congratulations. Cool to Be Queer. You've got a great reaction for it so far. I know you got DNA on the track as well, which is super exciting. You know, those guys have been one of the most significant writing and production teams in the country for a minute now. First of all, I guess, what is it like working with them and what did you learn from them?
Well, I learned a lot from them about myself in that I had actually been quite what's the word? I was kind of against going too pop thus far in my career before writing with them, and I'm not sure if I would have sought out to write with such commercial pop writers before, even though I'm such a yes person and I usually say yes to every session. It wasn't a direction that I had been interested in going down until that point when
Why
I thought...
Why was that?
I just felt like I wanted to evolve into a more kind of commercially pop realm and just give it a go.
So why not pop up to this point?
Well, I've always been considered a pop artist, but I think people always would also put in the words alternative or indie pop. And that was so fair because I'm definitely like a lo-fi DIY artist with a lot of alternative influences, and I'm from like a band background, you know, like I'm in a rock band, I was in a punk band, like I'm very much a band person. And so I think that naturally I started in that realm. But now I kind of evolved in a sense that I just wanted to, I also wanted to survive, to be real. Like,
yeah.
I really want to kind of survive. So I made that kind of intention to write and collaborate with people like that. And it was such a dream. I went in with them and this song came about, like, we probably wrote the song within an hour or two, and then it's only taken us 3 sessions, I think, to actually finish the full song, which is so quick.
Mm.
And they've both been so supportive, and yeah, I love them.
Well, the song is called Cool to Be Queer. It's about a past relationship. Tell me about this.
So I had a romantic encounter in my early 20s, which was very significant for both myself and the other person, but it was shrouded in a lot of denial and shame, which came from mostly from the other side of it, because I have always felt really natural with him. I had my first girlfriend when I was 13. But this was the first time that I felt really ashamed. And I actually didn't realize that at the time. I only realized in hindsight after a few years and, well, after many years. And when we finally spoke about it only a few years ago, it was really cathartic, and we both were able to admit that it was really significant for both of us. But I had already written this song actually not long before that, because she and I had remained friends after the fact and met up for lunch, and she was kind of asking me on my opinion about coming out as queer and non-binary. And I think that just in that moment I realized that had someone asked her when we'd been together that if she was queer or if she'd been with a woman or whatever, that she would have said no, but now she would say yes. And that kind of hurt. So that's how this song came about. And the video is obviously not about that. It's something that's parallel to that. And I think that I just wanted to offer with the video something that was on a broader scale and about something similar.
Yeah, let's talk about the separate video. We've got it up on the Joy website right now, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow. Talk us through the video. The visual is just brilliant, by the way.
Thank you. Super fun. Thanks. Well, the video came about really quickly. We didn't have much time at all. And I was really scratching my head looking for a concept. And I don't know how it sparked. The pink dollarism sparked in my mind, but once I realized that I wanted to make a statement about the commodification of queerness through pink dollarism, I was like, when I have a spark like that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow it. So I enlisted the help of my friends Tilly and Steph, who are a couple, and Tilly and I worked together on Heartbreak High. We actually drew the incest map together.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I just really trust their taste and their vision, and they luckily said yes, even though they were really busy. And it was really collaborative. And they have lots of, because I'm relatively new to Gadigal land, I only moved there 2.5 years ago during a pandemic. I don't really have as many film contacts there, but they were able to curate a crew of mostly queer people, and it was such a dream. And then a lot of the other people working on it were my neighbors or friends, or, you know, it was like very, very neighborly and very just family, friend oriented and beautiful.
Yeah. What was the energy in that space like? I mean, when you get a bunch of queer people together in the same room, you know, just something shifts in the atmosphere, you know?
Yeah. It was a very safe, very comfortable environment. Although it was a film shoot, so, you know, it was very stressful at the same time. And I had also only just finished working on Pleasures maybe like a few days prior, and I was so dead. And actually one of my managers who came, Christy, was like, I don't know how you're standing and how you look good right now. And I was like, I know, me too.
A compliment that is.
She just knew, like, I think that I'd been like, it's hard to make me cry, but I had been so run down that and so exhausted that I think I'd been crying. And yeah, I was like, I don't know how I'm doing it. Thank you, adrenaline.
Well, it's out. It exists now, as is the single Cool to Be Queer by Chella, which we're about to play. And I should say as well, I don't know if you've been clued in on this. I don't know if an email's gone out or anything, but this song, as of like now, has just been added to the Joy playlist. So it's officially on rotation here at Joy.
Thank you so much.
Which means I kind of have to do the thing that management want me to do, where I say, can I get you to say, hey, I'm Chella and this is Cool to Be Queer. You're listening to Joy 94.9?
Absolutely.
Go for it. You're going to do the first time. And then after this, it's probably going to be end up like you're on an ID somewhere and we're going to hear it forever and ever and ever. It's okay. All you. Go for it.
Well, I'm sorry in advance.
No, don't. No. Absolutely no apologies, please.
Okay. Hey there, this is Chella, and this is my new single, Cool to Be Queer. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Crushed it! Oh my God, Chella, let's play the song. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's Cool to Be Queer from Chella. It's the sound of now. You're on Joy 94.9.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thanks to Chella for taking the time to chat with us tonight. If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not tell someone about it, either on the internet or in real life? Let them know that you enjoy it and that maybe they should go check it out as well. And if you want more for yourself, you can always subscribe in your podcast app of choice. Just search for The Sound of Now and hit the subscribe button. You can even get notifications if you do it that way. Remember, don't miss the live show Monday nights at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.